Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 345. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. This show today, we're going to be talking, we're going to be reading your emails and playing some of your voicemails if you haven't. And that's always a good time. We want to hear what you have to say. And sometimes you guys have something good to say. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get started, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Dora?
Hey, Steve, good news. My gastrosciatic nerve has been pretty calm here.
Well, after 2 days, it should calm down.
Well, you know, sometimes when it flares up, it just won't stop flaring and flaring.
Well, that's good to know, man. Doing all right in general?
Sure. I mean, I'm still able to hold on to sanity, so yes.
I could. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Even if I had a flare-up of any type, I wouldn't be talking to you two about it. Swedish Fish is probably what helped Dora out with his.
Swedish Fish, it helps everything. You do feel crappy after you eat a whole bag of them.
Ooh, yeah, a whole bag?
Well, I mean, it's not like a pound, but it's one of the bags you get. For some reason, Office Depot and Staples just love to have them right at the register.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lady I used to work with who swore by Coke syrup for the remedy to everything.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
They used to sell it at the pharmacy.
Oh, just the syrup?
Just the syrup, yeah.
Get out of here. That's interesting. I got a full-time job. I don't know if Eric knew that. Did you know that, Eric?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got a full-time job. I'm working a 9-to-5 now.
Yeah?
Was not planning on doing that for my entire rest of my life. But this company is pretty amazing. They're called Measurable Solutions. It's a business consulting company. And when I see the success stories of their customers, I'm like, these guys aren't just changing people's businesses. They're changing their lives. Like, it's drastic. And people are so friggin' happy with this company. And, we're in talks and I'm working over there now, and great group of people. Highly recommend, if anybody needs help with their business, check out Measurable Solutions in Clearwater. These guys kick butt, and I've heard more than, like, the recurring theme in all the success stories and the customers is that they're like, these guys actually care about me and my business, and I've witnessed that too, just from being there. So I'm kind of psyched that people to be working with a group again, and a group that just has a real good purpose. It beats working alone. Because you miss people when you're working alone a lot of time. And I've been doing that for the past 10 years. So it's an interesting change for me. I'll see how it goes. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you work weekends or just Monday through Friday, straight 9-to-5?
Straight 9-to-5, Monday through Friday.
That's sweet. That's a good deal.
Yeah. I have an Alienware computer.
Ooh.
That's what they gave me.
So it's heavy.
Yeah.
Desktop? Laptop?
Desktop. Yep, because I'm going to be doing video editing, audio editing, possibly podcasting, filming, all kinds of cool stuff.
Well, that's cool. That's creative stuff. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and also out there, dare I say, they got a really good business name.
Isn't it really? I know.
Because to me, it's really hard to make a short, simple name that instantaneously communicates what you're doing.
Yeah.
And this says it kind of straightforward.
To me, it just sounds precise and professional. I don't know what it is about that name, but when I Measurable Solutions, I'm like, they seem like they could help me no matter what my problem would be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they didn't throw themselves into a box, that's for sure.
All right, cool. So let me pull up some emails here and let's read what you guys have to say. You're a very vocal group. This is from Jake. He says, hey guys, I'm a new listener of your podcast. I'm already loving it. Let me pull this down to my second monitor. I make sure I have at least one AAA podcast on my phone before I go anywhere without an internet connection using AntennaPod, which is a nice little app for listening to podcasts. Anyway, I'm just writing you guys to say that I really like the show. Thanks for continuing to make them. The thing I really like about your show is that instead of just rattling off a list of apps, you branch off into other topics that turn out to be quite interesting to listen to. Keep up the great work. Smiley face. Thanks, Jake. I like when people just, I really appreciate it when people just take the time out to say that they like the show. I mean, they're taking time out to let us know that, and it touches our hearts.
It does. It's nice.
And I'll say thank you, Jake, but mentioning smiley face makes me remember the time back in 1986. Oh, wait, no. I was going to go up onto a story, but I don't think it was connected.
I want to hear the story.
No.
You were like 10.
I was fishing and some things went bad, dark really fast.
Did you have one of those smiley face bobbers? Is that what?
Yeah.
I used to have those.
Yeah.
The yellow ones.
But the problem was, you know, the fish swallowed it and, you know, it was hard to get it out. You know.
Big fish.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've won a couple awards even though I hated fishing when I was young.
For fish size?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
We had this fish thing go on last weekend here where it's the annual trout thing. When the trout season opens up here, you get to go and you can't fish for trout until then.
Right.
But they dump in the lake here. They dump tons of trout and they just let them, you know, sit there for a week. And then at 5 a.m, they'll open the gates and everybody, there's like hundreds of people go to fish and catch every single one of them trout they just dumped in the lakes.
They're all gone in one day?
Yeah, I think so. It seems like it. I mean, I don't know. One time I went out there and I had they have a limit, like 10 or I think 7 or 10 per person. And we had our limit like in 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
It was still dark out. We were heading home to go fillet up.
Wow. Some really good,
tasty trout.
See, that's a lake. That's easy. I mean, I had a stream, a creek. So you didn't know where they were going to be. Mm-hmm. And we were like 20 miles one, like 10 miles one way, like 5 miles the other way, and just going down this creek in the woods.
And that's trout fishing with like the big you're fly fishing, right? You're like,
no, I wasn't doing fly
fishing. Whipping it back and forth. No,
I've seen people do it, but I wasn't doing that. I was just with a pole.
Yeah, we just do corn, throw some corn on the hook. Dude,
corn can catch a lot of fish, including catfish, I believe. It's easy. You just buy a can of corn, open the lid, put it on the hook.
Salmon eggs are the other thing. Corn and salmon.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I remember.
They look like corn, but they're red.
Mealworms worked great too.
Yep.
Which I feel bad now. I just took these little guys, I was squiggling around, and I just spear them in there and just put them in.
Well,
they're gonna work their way into a fish's mouth sooner or later anyway. Might as well.
Yeah, good speed point. It
up. Everything. Well, here's the gimmick. I mean, do you want to eat worms? No. Well, then you use the worm to catch a fish and eat the fish. I mean, and I'll say here was one of my things I didn't like when I was young. My logic was, if we're going to go fishing, we have to eat what we catch, or else what is the point of doing this? And once in a while we did do that, but then the problem was I found out a lot of this fish I don't like. I think it tastes bad. So, you know,
I ate a bunch of my trout.
Did you cook it up when you were a kid too?
Yeah.
Yourself?
I didn't. My dad, you know, I would help him scale it and fillet, but I didn't know what I was doing.
My dad only took me fishing once. I always did all my own fishing. And the one time I thought I'd be all cool, you know, I went out with my uncle. He took me out fishing and I came back with a bunch of crappies. I'm like, man, I'm going to eat one of these. So I go and, you know, we filleted them already. I had a bag that I brought home with me. And I'm like, I get the flour out, you know, and dust it in flour. Put the stuff in the pan, get it all nice and hot, and throw the fish in there. Well, I didn't know there was such a thing as corn syrup. I thought corn oil and corn syrup, since they looked the same, were exactly the same. Yeah, I fried it in corn syrup and ended up ruining the pan. It like turned into some kind of syrup sugar glaze. Yes.
Blackness.
I'm like, I tried to eat the fish. It was like, I was pulling it up out, and it was like all stringy. And, man, that's it was bad.
Cooked it in corn syrup. Nasty. What were you doing with a can of, or a jar or a bottle?
I don't know. Yeah. I still don't know why she had corn syrup. My mom. It must have been for a recipe. I've never had corn syrup in my house other than in everything I eat. But
I'll say some people literally used to use that in place of maple syrup on pancakes and stuff.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, no, they may have. We didn't know. My mom would not.
Maybe she'd be behind your back.
I would know, wouldn't I?
I don't know.
Like, this stuff looked like, it looked like,
I don't know. Eric's off to school. Time for me to have my pancakes.
Oh, she would use it. Oh, no, maybe she did. My grandma used to put on. Okay, man, we are tangenting bad, but you got to hear this one. Okay, eating pancakes. My grandma, she would she put maple syrup on her pancakes? No. Butter? Maybe, probably not.
Ketchup.
No. Meat pudding. You ever seen that?
I don't want to. Can't be good.
Ever heard of it?
What the hell is it?
It's like this gray stuff. I don't even know what it's made out of. But sometimes if you go into the meat department, you'll see these perfectly like cut off squares of just gray matter. It wrapped up like a regular steak or hamburger would be in the same kind of packaging, but it's just a square of, it's called meat pudding. And she fried that up and she put that on her pancakes and eat it. Okay, so she's in the nursing home and my aunt, you know, gets some. I go, well, you know, I've never had that stuff. If you cook some up for her, bring me some over. I just want to try it to see what it's like. I really don't want to go buy any because I don't know if I like it. She brought it over and it was horrible. I ate it. It was horrible.
This is
how bad it was.
I was afraid you were going to say, and I loved it.
I tried it. I didn't love it. So I gave it to my dog. I'm like, all right, you know, I don't want this. I'll just give it to Zoe. I set it down, the plate down on the ground, on the floor, and she started rolling in it, not eating it. She started rolling in the stuff.
What?
Like it's goose poop, you know what I mean?
What kind
like
of dog?
Dogs roll in the nasty stuff. They eat everything else.
You mean if it's horrible, nasty, that dogs will roll in it?
Yeah, like if you're walking through a park and there's goose poop on the ground, the dog starts rolling in it.
Really? I don't know that.
No. Oh, okay. So this is this dog. This dog started trying to roll in the meat pudding, the cooked up meat pudding. So yeah, they've never tried that.
I'm never going to try it after that story.
I wasn't going to try it before the story.
I don't know. I was tempted. I mean, you've heard of like things that are pretty good have gross names sometimes. But.
Yeah, and old folks seem to know what to do, you know. They're like, shoot, we've been, you know, well, we had lard sandwiches and we lived to be 107. You know, that's what we took to lunch for school.
Right.
But, yeah.
Very cool, dude. Good story,
Take
Eric.
That one off your short list.
All right, Tim writes, Flow Home. Hey, guys, I heard the AA podcast with the Flow Home developer and the app intrigued me. I got on the trial and, well, it has made my daily usage so much more pleasant/efficient. I'm not big in personalizing my phone. I do try to use a fair number of apps, or I do use/try a fair number of apps and such, but never gave the UI much thought, mostly because I really like my Moto X experience. It has been solid for me and I don't want to screw it up. So my contribution to the other listeners thinking about this app. My only heartache with Flow Home is I got too much fluff on the feed from Facebook and or Twitter, and it became a chore to keep up with cleaning my screen notifications. But I'm not a heavy social media user, so the feed functionality, probably the major focus of the product, is not important to me. So I just turned Facebook/Twitter feeds off and just used it as a launcher. If you're a heavy social media user, the interface is pretty good at informing you what the new posts are waiting for you. Thanks again for the AA podcast from Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Cool.
Flow Home. Did I install that? I'm not sure if I did after the show.
I don't know. I'll say when I did have this app installed, it was the only way I even cared to keep up with my social media stuff because I don't care about people's sandwiches. I don't care. If someone I knew 15 years ago has a kid who just finished a baseball game, I don't care at all about any of that. But
so you don't like when people post pictures on their social media networks of their kids?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, I could have sworn I was looking at G+ today.
You did. It was me. And I don't care if people don't care about it.
Did you go to Six Flags today? I could have sworn I saw a picture of your kid there.
Yes. And the real point of the picture was to show people... I can't smile, and this is obviously my child because I asked him to smile, and that was the look I got out of him. The look like, what's that? he's incapable of smiling. But
he's growing up.
He is. But this app actually had me looking at my social feeds, actually had me looking at my Twitter feed kind of thing. I still didn't care about 99% of the stuff I saw, but I was able to at least see like Fat Wallet deals. Posting good prices and stuff. So it had a purpose. I do encourage people to play with it. Honestly, I liked the notifications being in a block instead of up in your notification menu. There was something about that I actually kind of liked.
I got to try this again. Let me take a look at it. I'm not sure if I ever did try it. No, I didn't. I installed another launcher you talked about. I'll give it a shot. Thanks, Tim. Next one's from Speed. Seth. He says, hey, addicts, Seth Rage here. You might like to know, you might, oh, this is not from Speed, it's from Seth. You might know my dad, Speed 20. I found a game that makes you think, how bad do you want money? It's called Wealthy Walrus. I'll put the link at the end. It's a game like Truth or Dare, but without the dares. Like one I know is for $150,000, would you rather hide for a week and do not tell a soul or be abducted for a day by aliens? This is Seth's Rage signing off with 41% battery. Hmm. I'd rather be freaking hiding for a week. Of course.
Me too.
That's a no-brainer.
It depends on how big the aliens are.
And for $150,000, it maybe it's $150, but he's got three zeros at the end.
No, if you look at the app, it's like for $1 million, for $3 million. For $3 million, would you blindfold yourself, place your finger on a spinning globe, and move wherever it touches for 5 years?
No.
For $3 million?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I would.
No.
I would today, these days.
For $3 million. You wouldn't do that,
because I could hit the equator pretty easily. I think. You know, just right before I shut my eyes, I just kind of get an idea where that's at.
Dor, isn't this one of the ones where you said your wife will kill you if you said no?
What do you mean? What?
Isn't this one of the questions, you know, like, you'll be like, my wife will kill me if I turn this down.
Oh, well, yeah. $3 million. If I turned down $3 million, I wake up with a knife in my chest. I'm pretty confident of that. But if I'm asked if I'm going to take $3 million to move anywhere, hell no, that thing could land in Libya. That thing could land in Iran. That thing could land in Pakistan. That thing could land in China. That thing could land in Russia. That thing could land in France. Oh, wait. Well, I don't want to go to France either. No, I'm not moving. No, I'm not. Okay. I'm perfectly fine living in America. Granted, you know, some other countries could be really interesting, but I'm really fine living in America.
You'd also have $3 million, though. Let me just say.
Yeah, but also my some child places. Could get kidnapped, and I could have to pay that money in one day, then be broke for 2 years and 364 days.
I would find a loophole. I would keep my residence in Libya, and I would have a summer home in the place of my choosing.
Okay. I'm also not moving to the Congo.
Just,
too hot.
I think it'd be a great way to reinvent myself. Just start it over.
You want
to
reinvent yourself? Get a new haircut.
There's no hair to cut.
There you go. Cut it all off.
I can glue it on.
Cut it all off.
For $1 million, would you press a button that makes it so Justin Bieber was born without vocal cords?
Hell yeah.
See, I don't get how you would say no to that. Why would you say no to that?
Why would I say no? I hate to have somebody, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
At 21 years old, Justin Bieber's worth $200 million.
And?
Well, I think it would be wrong to wish ill like that on anybody, even if you
the money
money
would just disperse to somebody else. Look, he might have talent. I'm not going to say he does or doesn't. He might have talent, but he surely is not benefiting the ecosystem of humanity. So push a button.
For $50 million, would you rather get abducted by aliens for one night or be possessed by a demon for 2 months?
Aliens.
Well, yeah. Since demons don't exist, demons.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Abducting aliens exist?
Oh, the likelihood of life outside of our planet is hugely plausible and possible. You know, so
for $5 million, would you rather be handcuffed to Tom Cruise for a year or be handcuffed to Kanye West for a year?
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Oh, I wonder which one. I wonder which one Dora's going to say.
No, I pick Tom Cruise any day of the week because I don't think he'd be mean. He'd be like, "What? Let's make the most of it. Come on, let's go." You know.
Yeah, he'd be fun. We'd be like racing around in cars and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Kanye West would be nothing but complaining and calling me names all the time.
For $1 million, would you wake up tomorrow 1 foot taller?
Yes.
Yeah, my wife's taller than me. Yes, I would.
All right. Would you, Eric?
Yeah, why not? That can't hurt nothing.
All right, let's move on. Very cool app, though. Thank you, Seth's Rage, Speed Son. That's what we're going to call him.
Oh, it's Speed Son. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. Here we go. This one's from Ryan.
I like how that last half had little bits of facts after the question, you know, like the one about blindfolding yourself and placing your finger. There's 196 countries on earth that tells you. So you learn a little bit with it too.
Educational. Ryan wanted to drop a line, do some shameless self-promotion on my station, Intro Radio. We talked about this on the Friday show, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The app's available on right now on Google Play, and it's absolutely 100% free of cost and ads. It's spelled NTRO Radio, and it's introradio.com, I think it's the website. Yeah. Onto the app. It has turned into the best way for my listeners to listen either on the go or sitting around the house. It can play the stream, show the artist, title, track from MP3 tags. It won't drop the stream. Let me see if he says what it is first. You know, it's just a radio station. It gives listener direct access to our website every Monday through Saturday we feature a new unknown artist. You can also go right to our Facebook and Twitter pages from within the app as well. Very cool. He says it would be an honor to have the AAA Army download and try out the app and give him some feedback and suggestions on what to do for future releases. Give out my email. Please do give out my email. I thought he said please do not. I don't have a problem with anybody contacting me for feedback or suggestions. It's just ryan@introradio.com. Check it out, guys. Ryan's cool dude.
Intro is NTRO.
NTROradio.com. Let him know what you think.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Ryan.
Yeah. I'll say I communicate with Ryan sometimes, you know, by email or Voxer for years, years and years and years. He has always had a undercover urge, desire to have a internet radio station where he could just play anything that he thought he would like to hear, or things where here's somebody up and coming who needs some ears, tell me what you think of them kind of thing. So this is his, I don't want to say lifelong dream, because that's probably pushing a little bit too far, but this is one of the things that he's really wanted to do for years that he's now able to do.
That's awesome.
So there's passion involved with this. And I encourage people, if you like hearing new music, because that's what I'm going to venture to guess, 90% of this is going to be new music to you. Check it out. Tell him what you think about it, because this is a very new app. It's a very young app. And if you have input that you would like to see done to it, he'll probably listen to it. And if it makes sense, he'll do it. So you have a chance to not only make an app better for everyone else, but make an app better for you yourself, how you like to hear music.
Yeah, it's true. It's expensive too, licensing those, to have licenses on the radio stations. It's like,
yeah,
I know Live 365 was it's like $100 a month at least.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I really liked the music that I heard when I was listening to it. I did have a problem with the app though the other day where I could not get it to stop playing. Even when I even had it shut off.
Ryan's thinking problem? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good. Boy, Ryan, way to get around the whole system there.
Okay.
Visually, it was closed. Audibly, not.
Is it Canon or Canon St. Rose? Canon?
I think it's Canon.
Canon.
Kanan says he gives us the app suggestion of Flip. FLYP gives you multiple phone numbers on your phone. Instantly get more phone numbers for each part of your life, work, friends, family, and more. Multiple numbers on your phone. I didn't get a chance to check it out, but it's Flip, FLYP. You guys know of this?
I don't.
I didn't know of this, but my logic is I just use Google Hangouts for multiple numbers. I can spin up as many numbers as I want. So I don't know what the difference is.
It's kind of like that. You get a dedicated number for each part of your life. So for the...
I don't know.
I don't even want to start...
Well, no.
Here's the thing.
That's
here's
what
thing.
I had.
Here's how I feel about it. Phone numbers is ancient. Yeah. You shouldn't have phone numbers anymore. Like, think about it. A number. Like, we're all like... It's just... We're in the age of... We have usernames now. So I think any advance forward should be away from numbers and into like a more newer system.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, Steve, that's what I have, basically. I have a Google account with a Google Voice number that I only give to my family members. So I know when this number rings, it's my family. I have this other number that I give to like my wife and a couple other people. That's the close peeps number. That's the number I give to you, Steve. That's my close peeps number. Then I have my real phone number, which I give to people I hate or services I don't want to contact me.
I hope nobody we didn't give it to any of our listeners.
Well, they don't know what the number is. They don't know which one's which.
Okay, good. Well, all right.
But I mean, come on. Oh,
okay,
know.
Good. I got you.
So
I got you.
I already kind of do that. And that's why I don't understand what's the advantage to using this, because my logic is the reason I use Google Hangouts is I can use it on my desktop. I can receive calls here on my computer. I can dial out from those same phone numbers on my computer, and then I can use my phone. So I don't understand what the plus is to using somebody else's app.
Did you have to have a new Google account for each number?
Then? Yeah, but I mean, come on now. I already got like 6. Why not have more? They're free.
Well, that's the thing. Probably with this, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it just makes it easier, I think. But it's $30 a year for each additional number.
Oh, well, I pass on that then.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that too. Kanan, you must be Mr. Moneybags over there.
Well, it's $2.99 per month. Oh, yeah, $2.99 per month or $29.99 per year. Per number. Yeah.
Don't really need it.
Cheaper ways, Google Hangouts.
Yeah, it's definitely cheaper.
Yeah, and to me...
I got to hook up my Google Hangouts number with something. I'm sorry. That I got to pick the number, kind of, so it actually spells something. I don't remember what it spells, though.
I don't remember what it's...
I had that same problem like a week ago. Then I actually went to a website and said, what does my phone number spell? And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. I forgot. But do me a favor, Kanan, email us. How's your name pronounced? I don't want to be doing it wrong.
Yeah, we'd like to know. Thanks, Kanan. Cannon.
I think we could take. We should do a little side bets, you know, on what we think. And
I put 50 on Kanan.
Ooh, that's where I'd be going too.
Okay, I'll say Kanan, like Khan from Star Trek.
Ooh.
Khan.
For $50, Dora,
I'll raise you to 100, Dora, on that one.
No,
let's make it 1,000.
What's wrong with you? Trying to take all the fun out of it. That's my excuse for not being
usual.
Pete says, "I found a way to back up all the text messages on my phone. All the SMS and MMS messages are now safely backed up right in my Gmail account, and I can safely take them off my phone. I didn't know this could be done, and that it was so easy to do." The app that he recommends is called SMS Backup by Jan Berkel.
Nice.
Apparently does. It's actually SMS Backup Plus by Jan
Berkel. Yeah, he was asking us how to do that, and I had never even considered doing that before.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, the Plus makes it better.
Yeah, Plus always makes it better. Awesome, dudes. All right, well, that's all we're going to do for this show. We will carry on and read up more of your stuff next show. Appreciate you guys writing us in. We're getting a little low on emails. If you want to send us some more, send them to aaa@podnuts.com, aaa@podnuts.com. We need voicemails. Send them to 7076-PODNUT, 7076-PODNUT, and we'll get it and play it. All right, that is going to be it for today's show. Thank you, folks, and we'll talk to you on Friday.